Hey, thanks for being here. Happy Friday from the Mike Broomhead Show. I appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. We are continuing our interviews and talking with candidates on both sides of the aisle from all of the statewide races. So you can be an informed voter. You can go over to KTAR.com/Arizona Votes. And we have it's where all of our interviews, not just mine, but all of our interviews here are located there. So you can learn more about the candidates. We have some very, very important races here in the state of Arizona. And one of those races is the Attorney General's race. Joining us right now is GOP candidate Lacey Cooper. Lacey, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Mike. Good to be on today.
Let's get an update on a couple of things, because there are no more hypotheticals. The Roe v. Wade thing that happened with being sent back to the states by the Supreme Court has got a lot of people confused about what the law of the land is. Our Attorney General, the current Attorney General, says we are defaulting back to a 1901 law. Let's start there. Do you believe that is the correct thing? And do you think that law is sufficient, or should we be going back to a law all the way back in 1901? Or should we have something else?
You know, it's interesting. The language of that law is a little strange because it is 120 years old. And so it's not as crisp and clear as a lot of the legislation that's been passed in the recent decades. But I do believe that is the law that is on the books right now. And the Arizona Attorney General has the duty to defend Arizona state law. And so that law is more restrictive than the 15-week bill that was passed. And because it's more restrictive, I think that means that it is the law that will be upheld.
But do you believe that this is just a personal belief? Do you think the legislature should, in the next legislative session, update that law?
I do. I do because, like I said, the language is a little strange. It doesn't say abortion, which has a legal definition in this state. It says miscarriage. And so I think that there could be some confusion without getting some clarity in the language to mesh with a lot of the laws that have been passed more recently.
All right, so let's shift to the other Supreme Court decision that really affects us, and that is the one that would allow, that says the president has the right to end the Remain in Mexico policy. If that happens, there's the expectation that what's already horrible at the border could get much worse. Looking at that from your point of view, if you're Attorney General, what does that motivate you to do? What can you do? What should you do as Attorney General to address that issue?
Oh, well, I was the border security section chief in the U.S. Attorney's Office under the Trump administration when President Trump rolled out the Remain in Mexico program. I loved that program. It was so effective at deterring folks from coming to the United States and crossing illegally to make a bogus asylum claim. It just almost stopped that type of migrant flow to our border, and it was only folks who had legitimate asylum claims who were coming. It was a highly effective program. The Biden administration got rid of it. Now, let me just analyze that opinion just a little bit. The language of the law says that the federal government may use that program. May means discretionary. You know, it's up to the federal government whether they want to use it or not. But there was a ton of discussion in the opinion and also at oral argument about the interplay with this statute, which says may, and another statute, which says that you shall detain migrants. And so even the dissent in this case, which was Alito and Thomas, they said, how is it that you are choosing not to do the thing that you are compelled to do, which is you shall detain, and say, but I don't want to do the thing that will help, you know, alleviate the problem, which is may use the Remain in Mexico program. So what I see is a pathway now for attorneys general around the country to get together and pursue a lawsuit up to the Supreme Court to compel the federal government to detain migrants. And if that means that they decide that they want to use Remain in Mexico again to send some folks, you know, out of the detention facilities and back to Mexico, they will have the discretion to do that. But there'll be a lot more pressure on them to reinstitute that program if they're required to detain migrants.
You alluded to this in just a moment ago with where you worked or what you have done previously. But we've been asking, you know, because most of the people in this race on the GOP side agree on the issues. I mean, we all do. We're on the same side of the aisle. But what is it that uniquely qualifies you for this job over your other primary opponents?
Well, I'm an expert on border security. I spent, 8 years in the trenches actually doing the work as the border security section chief. I worked hand in hand with our border patrol agents, our ICE officers, the OFO officers at the ports to deter people from coming to the country, prosecuting migrants crossing illegally, prosecuting the coyotes bringing them here, prosecuting the drug traffickers bringing drugs across our border and the cartels. I'm the only candidate in the race who has that experience. And, frankly, the border security is the number one issue facing our state and our country today. And I believe that is why I am uniquely qualified to take on the position of attorney general and fight back against the Biden administration's open border policies. And Border Patrol agrees that I'm the right candidate, which is why I've gotten the endorsement of the National Border Patrol Council.
I appreciate the time whenever you come on, and I hope you'll come back before the primary, because I want people to hear from the candidates like yourself so they're informed voters. If they want to learn more about your campaign, where do they go and how do they find you? Social media, website, whatever it is.
My website is LaceyCooper4AZ.com. That's FORAZ.com. I have a five-part series on immigration reform on my website and links to all my social media. So, yes, follow me and check out my website, my background, and my statements on the issues.
I appreciate the time, and I hope you got have a great Independence Day weekend.
Thanks so much. You too.
All right. That's Lacey Cooper, candidate, GOP candidate in the primary for attorney general. We are going to continue to have on the other candidates between now and the primary, which is rapidly approaching. With these important races, if you look at the five in-state races and the federal, the one for Mark Kelly's seat in the Senate, those five races, the governor's office, the secretary of state's office, who is first, not only runs elections, but is first in line to be the governor if the governor leaves office, then you've got the attorney general's office, you've got the superintendent of public schools, and you also have the treasurer's office. Those five races and who wins those races in the end could dramatically shift the way Arizona goes, the direction we take. Whether you agree with it or not, good or bad, that's how serious this is. With these five races right now and the direction Arizona is going, you have to make your voice heard. I don't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, an independent. It's more important now than ever that we have our voices heard. And I just want you to be an informed voter. I'm going to make my choices, obviously, based on what I know of candidates as everything approaches. But you should do the same thing. Get all the information. Don't just listen to me. When you hear a candidate on here, go listen to other interviews and do some research, because these choices are going to really, really affect who we are as a state.